want to start by acknowledging my colleagues in the Department of Chemistry, Phil Davis and Bob Hartshorn, who's really the impetus behind this. And it was their foresight that helped to help us rethink our chemistry. So what was some of the motivation for looking at changing the chemistry requirements? I'm from a small bachelor's-only institution. We have a diverse agriculture and natural resources management curriculum. We have about 600 majors, and their degrees range from ag economics to ag communications. It's important to note that 90% of our students quit after they receive their bachelor's degree. They don't have graduate school on the horizon and most likely will not continue their education beyond our program. Unfortunately, some of our concentrations degree programs see no benefit to chemistry, don't see it as fundamental to their agriculture or natural resources management degree. So as faculty that recognize that, we have struggled to maintain a chemistry requirement within our departmental gen ed. And the way we've been able to do that is by keeping chemistry as a prerequisite for many of our upper division classes. From the chemistry perspective, they have always taught the traditional chemistry sequence for science majors. Two semesters of general chemistry with laboratories, and then a one semester course in organic chemistry. This is a traditional program, and it's the one that we have used to meet the curriculum goals in agriculture. A number of years ago, the state dictated that we reduce our degree programs to 120 hours, and that those 120 hours contain 40 hours of transferable general education. And one of the things about the existing chemistry sequence was that they did not fit into the general ed options. Now, I starred perceptions because that's what they were. Students saw chemistry as irrelevant to their degrees. And so that was one of the perceptions we were up against. Some of the degree programs use chemistry as a weed out class. We have a very competitive nursing program, and they don't care what the content is in general chemistry. It's help weeding out the competition for their program. And then finally, one of our chemistry faculty that I was working with realized that half the students he was teaching would never sit in a chemistry classroom again. So the information they left his class with was all that they would have. So these combined to move us forward. The chemistry department approached us and asked us to tell them what we wanted in a chemistry class. They asked us to contribute to the textbook selection, to provide them with ideas of topics and activities. We, in turn, have remained supportive of the chemistry faculty, and we continue to emphasize the importance of chemistry and its relevance in our curriculum. So our first step was a textbook selection. We looked at about 12 different textbooks that cover this general topic, the general organic biological science or biological chemistry, or if you'll note the subtitle here, Structures of Life. We looked at 12. We selected the first edition of Timberlake. Both groups actually chose this textbook independently. Our reason for selecting it in agriculture was that first edition included a lot of environmental notes. It had examples of natural resource jobs. And we were impressed with the broadness of the topic coverage. The chemistry faculty liked it because of the pedagogy that was involved, and they felt that it adequately covered the material also. All of these textbooks are geared towards the allied health sciences, and I'll talk about that later as an issue. These next two slides look at the content of the sequence that the chemistry department has developed for us. Introduction to Chemistry 1 covers the topics of general and inorganic chemistry and some of the highlighted information is listed here, atomic and molecular structure, states of matter, stoichiometry, chemical bonding, reaction equilibrium, and on. This is typical of the breadth of material that they would get in the general chemistry sequence. The second semester, Introduction to Chemistry 2, covers the topics of organic and biochemistry. They start with nomenclature and move through functional groups, amino acids, and to larger and larger compounds, ending up looking at biochemical pathways. And actually, their last laboratory involves using RNA to build proteins. This content would never be found in a one-semester general chemistry course or even in a two-semester general chemistry course. And the biochemical pathway stuff is nowhere to be found in our previous three semesters of chemistry that we were requiring. So we've got breadth that we're looking at. There is a laboratory. It's an integral part of the class. Not all the topics that are covered in lecture, or not all the labs are necessarily covered in lecture. The laboratory's less cookbook in approach. The students are given latitude to investigate, and they're actually taking that opportunity. The instructors are noticing a better development of graphing skills in the students as they're coming through this class. Some examples of the laboratory exercises are here. I need to move on, but to demonstrate the frustration of the chemistry faculty, they've gotten real creative in these labs, and the counting by weighing exercise asked the students to separate lima beans and pinto beans. The ag students didn't know the difference between a lima bean and a pinto bean. And so the second time the lab was taught, it was called You Don't Know Beans. We've had three iterations of this new chemistry class. And what do we think about it? The students are loving it. They're not in competition with the chemistry majors. They feel like they're learning something out of the labs, and they have a much better relationship with the chemistry faculty. From my colleagues and myself's perspective, we see a vast improvement in how the students perceive chemistry. The course is teaching them things. It's still hard, but they're enjoying it. They're getting something out of it. The students are seeing the applications of the ideas. I'm noticing study groups, students sitting around and trying to learn from each other. I notice that my students have a better relationship with the chemistry faculty, and all those are positive. From the chemistry faculty's perception, they're noticing that they're not the bad guys anymore. They see the students seeing the relevance in the material, and they themselves are enjoying having control over the structure of the class. In the general chemistry sequence, they're teaching to a departmental standard, and with this new general organic biochem sequence, they're teaching, developing the course themselves. The challenges that are out there is balancing the breadth with depth. It's different in how it's being taught, how it's being applied. There's a reduction in quantitation, focus on conceptual aspects of chemistry. The instructors are rethinking the way they test. As one of them told me, it's easy to give them a problem and ask them to solve it. It's harder to try and express that problem in a conceptual manner. And so they're rethinking the pedagogy of test creation for the class. Our biggest concern, our biggest challenge is the lack of an appropriate text. The second edition of Timberlake came out and it was totally focused on the allied health sciences, and we thought we were sunk before we even started the class. It hasn't bothered the students, but it has bothered us. So some concluding thoughts. Our results have far exceeded our expectations. The course sequence is hard, but the students are seeing the relevance, and they're getting a breadth of chemistry and an appreciation of chemistry that I'm seeing extending into my classroom. And so I want to leave you with a couple student comments. One of my majors came to me last spring and asked about changing his major to chemistry. And to me, that said loads for this new course sequence. The other is part of an email from one of our agriculture majors to one of the instructors, and expresses his appreciation for the class. So with that, I'll stop and address any questions you may have.
Time for a couple questions for Paula.
Yeah.
That not all 22-year-olds know what they're going to be doing when they're 35 or 40, and now we're seeing a lot more students going back to school later in life.
The way we have it figured out on our campus is they would have to backtrack one semester. This combined sequence of the two classes they would take for the first semester of General Chem. The traditional one there. So it's one semester loss, and probably, in my experience, well worth the experience.
Any other questions?
No, because I try to get them in this their freshman year, and we've got no clue that that's what we want to do beyond that. If I had one, I might think about it, but probably advise them to start here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.